Okay, welcome to That's the Tea. I'm your host, Sean B. You know, Zen Rider is off today. She has to work to help support the radio station. And, you know, and this gives me a little bit of practice to do what I got to do by myself. You know, I'm not really good at it. I'm not as good as Zen, but, you know, trying to get better. So she encourages me to try to do segments by myself. So I'm going to do a little bit of sports and hip-hop gossip today, you know. Because, you know, it's going to be like a 15-minute segment. I just wanted to talk about some things. I mean, I have to do a recording because the videos, I mean, our radio station recording for some reason does not want to work properly. So I got to do it off the recording off the phone. So this is just going to be an upload. But, I mean, some information in here to help, you know. If you don't watch news or whatever, you know, I try to stay on top of all the hot topics and everything, especially when it comes to basketball or, you know, hip hop gossip and shit. So, but yeah, first thing I wanted to talk about today was the whole Lorenzen Wright situation because, okay, it's an NBA star, his name Lorenzen Wright. He passed away in 2010, so it's been like an ongoing investigation because, they never found out who his killer was. So, I guess his ex-wife just pleaded guilty in knowing or being accomplice to it. And they were saying that it was his daughter-in-law that was that had him murdered. But it turns out it wasn't her. It was his ex-wife the whole time. So she's going to face 30 years in prison. And she's going to be up for parole here in about 8 years or so. So, but I think she should spend life in prison, but I don't know. But I am glad for his mom and their family to finally get closure to that situation because, I mean, he was a good guy. He did charitable work. He wasn't all that as a basketball player, but, you know, he was, you know, a good complimentary player. Played 13 years in the league. And, you know, crazy stuff happens in this world, and, you know, shout out to, condolences to his mom or whatever, and I hope, you know, that everything, you know, just builds back from there, but, you know, sorry for the loss, and, you know, still gotta move on, life goes on, I guess, you know, so, but at least they found out, and they solved the case. I mean, it took them 9 years, but they finally solved the case, so, I mean, that's a good thing, so. But, yeah, in other news, I guess Trump is trying to free ASAP Rocky, and he's shouting free ASAP Rocky. He thinks we're all Americans, and he's down with the brown, I guess, for right now. So he probably, just a gimmick to get votes. I mean, he's not fooling me, not at all. But it's just a gimmick for him to get black votes. I know that's what it is. He really don't give a shit. But I'm going to give him his kudos, and, you know, I guess, thank you, I guess, but the man deserves to be out of prison. I mean, there's video footage showing that, you know, if people were messing with him first, and, you know, everybody else got off of the situation but him. So he was, like, being targeted, of course. So, I mean, there's no reason why that he should be still in jail in there for that. So he's just a target. It's all racist propaganda nowadays, so, you know. But I think if one thing they Donald Trump should do, if, you know, being however he is, he should at least get him free, even though whatever it is. Like he said, we're all Americans, aren't we? So take up for your American people and get him out of there, I say. So, anyway, another rap hip hop news they got. You know, 50 Cent and Ja Rule starting their beef back up again for some reason. Ja Rule is making fun of 50 Cent's head. He's calling him a square head or something like that. He made a video. I mean, these guys been beefing since the beginning of the time. So, it's crazy, though. It's just, it's entertainment for me. So, I mean, I guess that's what it comes down to. I think that's all it boils down to because, I mean, these guys don't even really rap anymore. So who the hell really cares, you know? But, you know, I like 50 Cent, I like Ja Rule. You know, 50 Cent just got his ways of, you know, getting his money, I guess, you know. So I guess Ja Rule might be trying to get money, more money too. I don't know. So in NBA news, you got Chris Paul going to the Miami Heat. And with Jimmy Butler. And then you got Paul Gasol going to the Portland Trailblazers. Yeah, that's crazy. And then, one thing I wanted to talk about is, so I guess they have this survey that the coaches and the top coaches and the top owners do. So out of 20 genius minds that, you know, run the NBA, they ask who is the best player on the court right now. And out of 20 votes, LeBron James got 0, man. And it pisses me off because he sat out one season and all of a sudden it's like, dude, he doesn't get a vote for being the greatest player on the court right now. Like, come on. So the top three that got votes were Kawhi Leonard, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and James Harden, of all damn people. So that's the top three greatest players. So LeBron James is in no way, shape, or form in that category right now. And it burns me right now because it pisses me off because, I mean, he is the greatest player on the court right now. Who's beating LeBron James? I get Kawhi Leonard. He does his thing. But, you know, LeBron James has 3 rings. They're just mad because he flip-flops teams, whatever. I never was the biggest LeBron James fan until he won the ring in Cleveland because I thought he really worked for that one. But, I mean, I'm a Laker fan till I die. So if you come to play for the Lakers, I can't not say I don't want you there. I love you however you are until you leave. if you leave or whatever. You come to play for the Lakers, I love you. So. But, yeah, man, I'd like the top three players is not James Harden is not a top three player, man. Come on. He's good, but he's not a top three. But, yeah, and something else I wanted to talk about. Let me see what we got here. Basically, Steve Kerr has something to say about players wanting to get out of their contracts early, which is bullshit. Because I feel like if you're an NBA player and you want to get traded, you should have the right to say, I want to be traded. Whether you're on a contract, well, you're asking to be traded. So when you're a player, if they want to trade you, they could trade you anytime. Because there's players that have been traded multiple times during, like 3-4 times during one season. So, and they might want to play for that team and they don't get to stay. So if they feel, I think if a player wants to leave, then that should be their opinion. There's no reason why they should tell them or be criticized because they want to leave after so long. But that kind of pissed me off there. So I think Steve Kerr needs to shut up because look what he did. He released one of his good role players that help him win the championship and plays his heart out for the Golden State Warriors. So, I mean, that's hypocritical. I agree with Kendrick Perkins on that one. So, but as far as things go, the Lakers have one more roster spot. I want them to sign Carmelo Anthony, but I don't know if they will. They want Andre Iguodala, which is good and all good and all good, but Carmelo doesn't have a ring, and I feel sorry for him, and I think he should get a chance to at least get a ring. Andre Iguodala has 3, you know. Not that we can't use him, but, I mean, I'd rather have Carmelo on there. He's a guy that deserves a ring, I think, even though, you know, he lost some of his playing ability somehow. I don't know what happened, you know, but, you know, things happen off the court. So, you know, people lose interest in playing. I don't know what his problem was really. But, I mean, if he wants to work hard and have that last roster spot, I think he should get it. But I'm not the owner. I'm not, you know, that's just my opinion. But, yeah. But like I said, just going to do like a little 15-minute segment or whatever because I'm by myself today, you know, so it's hard when Zen's not here because she's the life of the party. She's the big mouth of the South. She keeps me in line, and you know, it's hard. So I'm just trying to do this by myself and you know, try to make the best of it, trying to get better at it. You know, she's just naturally good at just talking. So, I mean, and then when she started doing this, she got even better. So it's like she just took off, boom, and left me in the dust. So, but, you know, she's making me do this to help me out. You know, just, you know, once you do something repetitive, you'll eventually get better at it. So, but Monday we should have a video out, and we're going to do religion, and she has her opinions on has her opinion on religion, and I have mine, and we're just going to go off of that and debate on what, because she believes in evolution, I believe there's a creator, and, you know, she believes there's a God and everything, but her beliefs are slightly different than mine, but she has shown me proof of things alter and in the Bible, and just things that have been said in the Bible that people don't really pay attention to, and so, you know, I've learned a lot from her, but reading is the key. You know, she reads a lot. So, I mean, I have my beliefs. She has her beliefs when it comes to religion, and we're really, really good friends. But, I mean, when it comes down to that, you know, we have big arguments, and it's always Googling this, Googling that. We're going to prove this to each other, but I don't know. It keeps us going, you know. It's been weird. We haven't even argued in the last week or so. I don't know. We've been getting along, and it's kind of scary. So we need to get something going here. So Monday is going to be our argument day. So, I mean, be ready for that. And, I'm going to be here. She's going to probably do a couple more shows, maybe tomorrow. I don't know what she's doing. No, today is her day off. She made me do this just to do get practice, you know, because the radio station, we haven't fully got the hang of it yet, so everything's like still in the process of being working out the bugs pretty much, because we thought we had it all down, but so, and it's kind of aggravating, and she gets real aggravated, and it's all in the day's work, and we work real hard and do all. So we done shows, and then they don't record. So, I mean, kind of. I understand where she's coming from, and you know, we paying for this and everything. So, but yeah, that's about it for me. You know, that's my tea for the day, and like I said, Monday, just keep on tuning in, and it will be as soon as we get the hang of this radio station. You could call in, debate with us. Talk to us, tell us things, who cares? Good news, bad news, we don't care. We just want publicity and just want to tell you guys the truth and put the truth out there, because, you know, Zen will not be silenced, and she's spinning a lot of facts to you guys, and that's what we're all about, and that's why we came up with the show. So, but that's about it for That's the Tea. I'm Sean B, and I'll talk to you guys again. Bye.